everybody, and welcome to another edition of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. We will be covering the week of January 10th through January 16th for our community calendar this week. We are going to open up with the Kearney County Conservation District, some of the information they would like to pass along. Kearney County producers are reminded that the general enrollment period for the Conservation Reserve period began in last December, but it ends February 26th, so it is open currently. And this is a federally funded program that assists agricultural producers with the cost of restoring, enhancing, and protecting certain grasses, shrubs, and trees to improve water quality, prevent soil erosion, and reduce loss of wildlife habitat. For more information, you can contact the FSA Conservation Program Office, and that number is 620-355-7911. And the other item that they are wanting everybody to remember is that the Kearney County Conservation District a regular board meeting is January 13th. For the Lake and Recreation Commission, starting on January 11th, which is the Monday, they have Insanity at 5:30 a.m., Pio at 6 p.m., Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool, the 12th, Pio Live at 5:30 a.m., Insanity at 5:30 p.m., and Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. On that Wednesday, Insanity again at 5:30 a.m., Sewing at 1 p.m. They have their board meeting that evening at 5:30 p.m., and then there's men's basketball at 7 p.m. On Thursday the 14th, they have Pio Live at 5:30 a.m., Insanity at 5:30 p.m., and Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. Friday, Insanity at 5:30 a.m., and then they will also have Bridge at 1 p.m. And then on Saturday the 16th, the 3rd through 6th grade basketball games will be here in Lincoln starting at 9 a.m. For the Senior Center, on Monday the 11th, they have a painting club that's from 9 to 1. They have path exercises at 10. Then on the 12th, they have coffee at 8 a.m., yoga at 10 a.m. Then on Thursday, they have coffee again at 8, path exercises at 10, Bible study at 10:45. Then they also have the meal site at noon. Then on the Thursday the 14th, they have coffee again at 8, yoga at 10, and bingo at 1:30. Friday, coffee at 8 again. Then on that day, they also have a Boot Hill casino trip planned. They'll be leaving at 9 o'clock, path exercises at 10, and bridge at 1 o'clock. Also, the Senior Center wants everybody to know they are going to be starting a new program called Super Fridays. From each Friday from 3 to 5 p.m., they will be selling homemade soup and homemade bread. This program will start January 8th and run through the end of February. If you are interested, be sure to contact the Kearney County Senior Center at 355-6482 to get more information. This week, start on the Sunday, the High Plains Country Music Fiddlers, Pickers, and Singers want to let everybody know that at the Memorial Building, they will have their performance, and sign up for the performers will be at 1 p.m. Program to follow up at 2 p.m. All area musicians are welcome to come and join in and help provide the program for the afternoon. There will be a short break for snacks, and feel free to bring a snack as well. For more information, you can contact Curtis Young at 355-6410 or Ruth Rosenberg at 276-8498. Also within the community, some of the other area items that is going to be happening on Monday, there will be the new 4-H Club meeting at 6 o'clock at the Fair Building. The Kearney County Saddle Club meeting will be at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday, the EMT meeting will be at 6, the Lake and AA meeting at 8. On the 13th, which is the Wednesday, TOPS at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 weigh in, and then at 8 is the meeting. The Pride organization will be meeting at 5:30 at the Extension office, and then there's also the Fair Board meeting that evening as well. On the 14th, the immunizations at the Kearney County Health Nurse is from 9 to 11. Then they close for the lunch hour, and then back again at 1 o'clock through 3 p.m. The Lake and Gun Club will meet at 7, and again the Lake and AA meeting will be at 8. That evening in Deerfield, the Deerfield Recreation Commission will meet at 7. On Friday the 15th, it is the last day to enroll in 4-H, so if you're interested in that, be sure to get that done. The Lincoln City Council meeting will be January 13th, which is the Wednesday, and it will start at 6:30 p.m. Anybody that is interested is welcome to attend. For the Deerfield School District, on the 11th, there's a Board of Education meeting at 7. There's also a middle school basketball game at Greeley, and it begins at 4 p.m. On Tuesday, there's high school basketball versus Elkhart at 6 p.m. And then on Friday, the 15th, there's a high school middle school basketball game at Rolla at 6 p.m. For the Lakin School District, the 11th, we have high school scholars bowl at Ulysses at 4 p.m. Middle school basketball is here versus Meade at 4:30 p.m. The Lakin Board of Education meeting is that evening at 6:30 p.m. On the 13th, they have a High Plains League meeting. High school only. This will be in Garden City at 11 a.m. Then there's also the Lakin Middle School Spelling Bee, which begins at 1:30 p.m. On Thursday the 14th, there's High School Scholars Bowl at Yucatan at 4 p.m. Middle School Basketball at Elkhart beginning at 4:30. On Friday, there's High School Basketball at Meade at 4:45 p.m. Saturday the 16th, there's High School Wrestling at Scott City beginning at 9 a.m. High School Scholars Bowl at Sublette at 9:30 a.m., and a High School C basketball tournament at Southwestern Heights, and that begins at 10 a.m. That's going to do it for the week of January 11th. We hope everybody enjoys their week. Have fun with all your family and friends, and be safe. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.